So the Browns had a mini camp, and it was required, right? The whole team had to come.
Right. They have, it could drive you crazy in what's voluntary and what's OT. I always like organized team activities, OTA.
Right.
I always think, as opposed to what, the disorganized team activities that sometimes you see with the Browns.
Right.
But the OTAs, and then they have, you know, the rookie mini camps, and now the veterans. Well, they're done. They've done all these.
Okay.
Basically, it's, you know, it's playing touch football in shorts.
Okay.
So they're done.
That's what the mini camp was, in shorts, touch football.
Yes.
Okay. And this is a young team that's running around out there.
Right. What it allows you to do is you're truly trying to teach your players formations. Because whether they're tackling or not, I mean, here's what we do on this play. You know, the receiver runs to the left. This guy goes to the right. Our blocking schemes look like this. You know, you could set up how you want to blitz and coverages and that. The best thing you can tell from watching these things is receivers and defensive backs.
Okay.
Because that's the thing that's pretty close to football itself, because generally, you know, the guy's running out to catch a pass and the guy's covering him. The only thing is you don't get the huge smashing hit, but they do bump into each other and they kind of hold and that. So we do have a chance to look at that. And then also gives you a bit of a glimpse on how the quarterbacks are doing.
Okay. So we have RG3. We have Cody Kessler. What's going on with those two?
And Josh McCown. Don't forget him.
Josh McCown's still there.
Because of the three, he looked the best. Josh McCown did.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Huh.
Now, what helps, part of Josh McCown's problem is he plays three games and gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, because he plays real hard.
Concussions and different things, broken bones. Nobody's going to get hurt playing touch football. You know, because they basically, you touch the quarterback just like I did to you, and he's down.
That's it.
They blow the whistle. That's it. And you know, Josh has played for like 47 coaching. He's 37 years old. He's played for all these different coaches. He knows every offense.
Yeah.
So he was able to figure this out pretty quick and where things should go. And you know, Josh has a good arm. He really does. So that looked pretty good. The interesting thing to me will be if RG3, they keep saying he's looking good. I think he's really up and down.
Really?
Yes. Because he's in a brand new system.
Yeah.
With a brand new coach. You know, Amanda, he didn't throw a pass last year. Not a single pass.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Remember, he was third string quarterback in Washington.
So he was on the bench.
He was even, during the week, playing safety to help out on the scout team.
Oh.
Because the backup quarterback was getting the other snaps that the starter didn't get.
Wow.
So, in fact, the backup quarterback was a familiar name to Browns fans.
Oh, yeah. Who was it?
Colt McCoy.
Okay, right. Yeah, Colt McCoy.
2010.
Yeah, exactly.
Starter. There you go.
Okay.
All right, anyway. So they're trying to teach him this offense, and he is rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he can do, he has a pretty good arm. You can tell when he rolls out and fires it downfield. It's pretty impressive. But throwing from the pocket, which they're trying to do with him, is a work in progress, to be kind.
Okay.
Now, they knew this was coming. Hugh Jackson did.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh Jackson thinks he could teach almost any quarterback who has physical ability to be, you know, decent. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't name him the starter, and I think that's fine. And I thought they would have traded Josh McCown by now.
Mm-hmm.
And gone with the Cody Kessler, the rookie, as a second string guy. But I think they decided, you know, RG3 has never played a full, healthy NFL season.
Really? Wow.
That's never. Yeah. Even his rookie year, he missed a game in the regular season. And then he got hurt in the playoffs. And really, that knee injury in the playoffs started his downward spiral. Since then, he's had a severe concussion. He's had some shoulder injury. He's had a bunch of different things. I think he dislocated an ankle or something. Basically, trouble staying healthy. And Josh McCown, too. So they might be thinking, well, we'd hate to be out there. And there's the second game of the year, and RG3 gets hurt. Here comes Cody Kessler.
the rookie from USC.
Not ready.
Right.
You know, they don't think he's ready anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're going to keep the three of them.
Okay.
And look at that. Now, and the interesting project out there has been Terrell Pryor. You know who he was, right?
The former Ohio State
quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback, right.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike the previous regime who brought him in, but really didn't work with him much.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson's been working with him like crazy. Interestingly, Hugh Jackson brought him into Cincinnati when he was the offensive coordinator there, and they first started to convert him from quarterback to receiver, because Hugh Jackson also was had him in Oakland. They have a relationship. And he's looked at Pryor for years, say 6 foot three, 220 pounds, could really run. He's athletic. There's got to be something he could do on the football field, even if he's not a particularly good quarterback. And they were doing all kinds of things, like throwing short passes to him, just try to get the ball in his hands. So, and he did look a lot better than he did the previous year in practices. And again, this is something you can tell in these touch football things, is it's going out, there's a good defensive back on you, and catching the ball.
Okay.
He had a couple of big drops, but also had some really good catches. And the nice thing, too, he's tall. You know, for a while, the Browns had these little receivers. He's 5 foot seven guys running around.
Right.
Like Andrew Hawkins is playing, and he's a veteran. They kept him. He's 5 foot seven.
Oh.
He played for you in Cincinnati, too. Now, he's had several concussions, and that's a problem there. The little fast guys, they look great in all these OTA drills because why?
No, yeah, they're not being tackled.
They're not being tackled. Yeah. And they're little and fast. It's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah.
So we always say they're all Berea and, you know, where the training camp is. So he's had some really good moments. Running back Isaiah Correll, they've thrown him more passes just in these practices, Nate, than the Mike Pettine regime ever did.
Wow.
I don't know why they wouldn't throw him the ball, but they just didn't, you know, because in Jackson's idea is to get the ball to guys just different ways and let their athleticism take over. But Amanda, this is a really, 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 I don't know how many reallys you want, young team.
Yeah, very young team. But you like the way Hugh Jackson seems to be organizing things.
I tell you, they're very crisp. They really know what they're doing. You know, it's an older coaching staff. They have a guy named Al Saunders who's called like offensive associate something or other. But basically, he's right-hand man. He's an expert in receivers. He's 69 years old. He runs out with passes, like with these guys, talking to them, and he's relentless. And a lot of the coaches are that way. Jackson gets in there with the quarterbacks. We were talking about Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, and I were talking about this, watching this, going, the previous regime, which is primarily younger coaches with Mike Pettine, you would have thought they would have been more like this, like kind of a high school college approach.
Right.
But they were sort of passive and this. These guys have been, most of these guys have been in the league for a long time. I'm talking 20 years. Are really like they're younger guys trying to prove their worth. Now, I mentioned that to Sashi Brown, the general manager, just in passing about a month ago. And he said, I'll just put it in this context. You take your clue from the head coach and how he wants them coached. And, you know, Hugh's reason we hired Hugh is because he's relentless. And he's hired a bunch of relentless assistants. So now, that doesn't take a team that's probably going to win three or four games and make them win eight. But the hope is that at least you teach them something and, you know, you draft. And look, you've heard the rest of that stuff. So.
Yeah, you try and just build it up from these young guys. Right. All right, so now the next is the full camp in July.
Yeah, they'll actually wear pads. They might tackle a few times. In fact, Jackson's already said, well, all our sports science guys, I go, well, this will be interesting because it's set with a bit of a derision, don't want us to hit as much as I want us to hit.
Oh, okay.
He says, I think we're going to do what I do because I think I've been around longer than they have. So,
okay.
Fine. And I think he also feels, see, with the younger team, you could have more contact and so on in practice because their bodies aren't as beat up as a bunch of 30-year-olds and playing in the league a long time. It makes no sense to have a guy that's in his seventh or eighth year in the NFL, you know, getting pounded in July and August. I mean, you want him to get him through 16 games. But when you have they had, 14 draft picks, plus they've got some of these undrafted free agents in there. You don't even know if they can play until they start getting out where somebody's getting tackled or might get tackled. Exactly. So you have to actually play some football to get an idea who can play.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next month. Terry, thanks.
There, Amanda.